Chapter 45. Witness interview, date December 30th, name of witness, Jules and Roe. Because you're witnesses to such a serious offense as this, I really must insist on being able to speak to you separately rather than both at the same time.
Why?
Because that's just the way it is.
Sorry, but has your body been taken over by a demon that sounds like my mother? What do you mean, just the way it is?
You're witnesses in a criminal investigation. There are rules.
Is either of us suspected of committing a crime, then?
No.
Well, then we'll do this together. You know why?
No.
Because that's just the way it is.
Christ, if there's ever been a more difficult group of witnesses, I have no idea where that could have been.
Excuse me?
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. I heard you muttering.
It was nothing. Okay, you win. You can do this together. Jules is just worried I'll say something stupid if she isn't here.
Quiet now, darling.
See?
For God's sake, don't you two ever stop babbling?
I said, okay, I'll interview you both at the same time, but this isn't how it's supposed to work. Do you have to be so angry?
I'm not angry.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I need your real names. These are our real names. They're nicknames, surely.
Please, can't you just focus on the interview? It doesn't really matter, does it? I need to go to the toilet.
Okay, sure. Because what's your name is a really complicated question.
Stop muttering and just ask your questions.
Right, I'm just a police officer, so obviously it's perfectly reasonable for you to decide what goes on in here.
What?
Nothing. I just need to confirm that the two of you were inside the apartment for the entirety of the hostage situation. Were you? I don't know about hostage situation. That sounds very harsh.
Please, Ro, pull yourself together now. What do you think we were if we weren't hostages? Accidentally threatened with a pistol?
We were more just an unfortunate consequence of some bad decisions.
Because someone tripped and happened to slip inside a ski mask?
Please, can you both just try to focus on my question?
Which one?
Were you inside the apartment the whole time? Jules was in the hobby room for quite a long time.
It's not a hobby room!
Closet, then stop being picky.
You know perfectly well what it's called.
You were in the closet? How long for? I mean, how long before you came out of the closet?
What did you just say?
I mean, well, no, that's not what I mean.
Right. So what exactly did you mean then?
Nothing. I didn't mean come out of the closet in any way, except in relation to the fact that you were physically inside a, well, a closet.
We were in the apartment the whole time.
Why do you sound so angry?
Maybe it's the hormones, Ro? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it really isn't. Well, I certainly didn't actually say that, in which case it doesn't count. I appreciate that you've had a difficult day, but I'm just trying to understand where everyone was at various times. For instance, when the pizzas were delivered. Why is that important? That's the last time we know for certain that the perpetrator was in the apartment. I was sitting on the chaise longue when we had the pizza. What's that?
That bit at the end of the sofa, kind of like a divan.
No, it isn't. How many times do I have to tell you that it's nothing like a divan? Do you know how you can tell that a chaise longue isn't a divan? Because then it would be a divan.
Give me strength. Are we going to have the same argument now as when I didn't know what a commode was? Do you know what a commode is?
Me? It's a type of lizard, isn't it?
See? I told you.
It's not a lizard.
It's that cabinet in the bathroom under the wash basin, apparently.
I had no idea.
No normal person knows that.
Did you both grow up in caves? Seriously, a commode is a kind of cousin to a vanity. You know what one of those is, presumably? Yes, I know what a vanity is.
How can you know that and yet still call a wardrobe a walk-in closet?
Because a wardrobe is a word used by someone who blogs about juicing and hasn't pooped a solid turd for 3 years, whereas a vanity is a proper piece of furniture.
See what I have to put up with? She was obsessed with vanities and commodes for 3 months last year because she was going to be a cabinet maker. Just before, she was going to be a yoga instructor. And just after, she was going to be a hedge fund manager.
Why do you always have to exaggerate? I was never going to be a hedge fund manager.
What were you going to be then?
A day trader. What's the difference? I didn't get around to learning that. That was around the time I started to get interested in cheese. I'd like us to go back to my question. You look stressed. It's not good to bite your tongue like that. I'd be less stressed if you just answered the question.
We sat on the sofa and ate pizza. That's the answer to your question.
Thank you. And who was in the apartment at that time?
The two of us. Estelle, Zara, Leonard, Annalena, and Roger. The bank robber.
And the real estate agent?
Of course.
And where was the real estate agent?
Just then?
Yes.
Am I your GPS or something?
I just want you to verify that everyone else was sitting around the table eating pizza.
I suppose so.
You suppose so?
What's your problem? I'm pregnant and there were people with guns. I had a lot of things to think about. I'm not some preschool teacher counting knapsacks on a bus.
Is this a candy?
It's an eraser. Stop eating everything!
I was only asking.
You know she opens the fridge in every apartment we look at? Do you think that's acceptable behavior?
I really don't care.
They want you to look in the fridge. That's all part of the real estate agent's so-called home styling. Everyone knows that.
Once I found tacos, they still rank in the top three tacos I've ever eaten.
Hang on. You ate the tacos?
They want you to.
You ate food you found in some stranger's fridge? Are you kidding?
What's wrong with that? It was chicken. Well, I think it was chicken. Everything tastes like chicken when it's been in the fridge a while. Apart from turtle, have I told you about the time I ate turtle?
What? No! Stop talking now. I'm going to throw up. Seriously.
What do you mean, stop talking? You're the one who keeps saying you want us to know everything about each other.
Well, I've changed my mind. Right now, I think we know just the right amount about each other.
Do you think it's weird to eat tacos at a viewing? I'd appreciate it if you didn't involve me in this.
He thinks it's sick.
He didn't say that. You know what is sick? Jules hides candy and chocolate. What sort of adult does that?
I hide expensive chocolate. Sure, because I'm married to a wormhole.
She's lying. One time I discovered she'd bought sugar-free chocolate. Sugar-free.
And then she hid that as well, as if I wouldn't even be able to stop myself eating sugar-free chocolate, like some bloody psychopath. And then you ate it.
To teach you a lesson, not because I enjoyed it.
Okay, I'm ready to answer your questions now.
Wow, lucky me.
Do you want to ask your questions or not?
Okay. When the perpetrator let you go and you left the apartment, do you remember who went downstairs with you?
All the hostages, of course.
Can you list them, please, in the order you remember them going down the stairs?
Sure. Me and Ro, Estelle, Leonard, Zara, Annalena, and Roger.
What about the real estate agent?
Okay, and the real estate agent.
The real estate agent must have been with you as well.
Are we nearly finished here?
I'm hungry.